Hello, and welcome back to the State of the Line podcast. I'm your host, Christine Pike, and today I have a real treat for you. Joining me is NCCI's new president and CEO, Tracy Ryan. Tracy, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me, Christine. I'm really excited to be here.
All right, so your first few months on Team NCCI, how is it going?
It's going great. It has been busy. There's been a lot to do and a lot to learn, and I've made it a focus to meet as many NCCI employees as possible. Everyone has been so welcoming and kind, and I'm just incredibly grateful to work with such a talented and mission-driven team.
Well, you've certainly hit the ground running. But you're no stranger to NCCI by any means. I know that you served on our board for several years, as chairperson for 2 years, and of course, you've been in the industry for almost 3 decades.
That's right, although it makes me sound old. But coming to NCCI really feels like being home. As you know, I've worked in workers' compensation for almost all of my career, and NCCI's mission to foster that healthy workers' comp system, it really means a lot to me. Workers' comp insurance, it's there to help employees recover from injuries, illnesses, and catastrophic events that happen on the job. And I feel like our industry is just so integral to maintaining economic resilience, improving safety, and more broadly supporting society. When you think about it, what we do is incredibly important and meaningful work.
And NCCI is very focused on data and insights, which is obviously very important as well. And I think what you just said is a great reminder that people are at the heart of everything we do.
Right. I love the human aspect of workers' compensation. When we talk about the work comp system being healthy and strong, or we talk about overall claim frequency declining over several decades, those are very analytical perspectives. But it's worth remembering that in practice, that means that more people are going home to their families at the end of the day, and that more injured workers are getting back to their jobs. And really, that's what this system is all about.
Absolutely. And that's very well said. And I can hear your passion coming through when you're talking about the human element of this industry.
I do want to go back to something you said, though, about the data and insights. You're not wrong that we focus heavily on data, and we often say that data is the cornerstone of NCCI. My session at our upcoming annual Insight Symposium is very much focused on the importance of data and how we use it. However, I think it's important to say that we understand workers' compensation is not just about data. There is a very human side to the work that we do.
For sure, and I will love to take one moment to highlight the annual Insight Symposium. As Tracy said, she will be kicking off AIS this year with her opening remarks. What is one thing, Tracy, that our stakeholders can expect to hear from you at AIS in just a few short weeks?
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but I will say that I'll be talking a lot about the role that data plays in supporting the workers' comp system, very much in line with what we just discussed.
You heard it here, folks. Right here from Tracy Ryan. But there is certainly more to the story, and the clock is ticking. So if you're interested in learning more, check out ncci.com. We have all the information on AIS. Tracy, thank you. That completes my shameless plug. So let's back up a bit. You've held several C-suite positions at major organizations across the industry, president of Global Risk Solutions North America at Liberty Mutual, president and CEO of Allianz Commercial North America and Latin America. What's one change that you've seen in the industry that stands out to you?
I think, you know, you might believe that this harkens back to my early days as an actuary, Christine, but I really would say that over the last 30 years, the role that data has played in our industry is the biggest change that I've seen. The insurance industry and workers' comp in particular has always been data-driven, but it's just more important and more relied on today than it was in the past. We are a very human-focused line, as we talked about earlier, but so many of our decisions come from the data, and there's an expectation that data is being brought to the table to inform those decisions. And if it's more powerful today than it was 30 years ago, we can only imagine what it's going to be like going forward, as now we have tools like Gen AI that are really coming to light and starting to reshape how we think about the future of workers' comp in the industry and how we can use data and analytics going forward. So I would say sort of the power and use of data is probably the biggest change that I've seen over my career, and the thing that I believe will continue to change going forward.
That's a really great point about the data and the analytics continuing to transform this industry. So thinking about changes over time, let's talk a little bit about the future. With so much going on currently, how is NCCI keeping a forward-looking view?
You're right, Christine. There is so much going on, whether we're looking at the economy and the potential impacts on inflation or payroll, how we're evaluating so many of the trends that we see, the volume of data that we're bringing in. The important thing for us, number one, is that we have the expertise here at NCCI, from economists to data experts to our actuaries, ensuring that we have the right people to take in and evaluate that data is critically important. The other important thing is that we maintain really strong connections with all of the other key stakeholders in the industry, whether it's regulators, carriers, service providers, data providers, to make sure that we also hear what they're seeing in their data, in their states, at their companies, so that we can have that perspective and maybe it confirms what we're seeing, or it might shine a light on something else that we want to go back and look at our data again. So it's both making sure we have the right expertise to look at our data, the aggregate industry data in the right way, and also the making sure that we are continuing to listen to additional perspectives and insights.
You're absolutely right. And I know our team does over 1,300 engagements with stakeholders throughout the year. We have an annual carrier executive survey. We're really always connecting with stakeholders and listening. And this helps us keep a pulse on the industry. Tracy, once again, thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast.
Thank you, Christine. Wonderful to be here.
If you'd like to get in touch with Tracy Ryan or any of the NCCI experts, you can reach out to us at insights@ncci.com. We look forward to hearing from you, and we do answer every question we receive. And once again, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the State of the Line podcast.
This podcast is the copyrighted material of the National Council on Compensation Insurance, 2025. All rights reserved.